Genuine Banking has made its way to Leander. VeriBank's newest branch is now open at 1695 South Highway 183. It's got everything you need and nothing to get in your way. So make us your new bank home. You'll be genuinely glad you did.
Tired of long waits and rushed care at the ER and urgent care clinic? Next time, stay home and let Dispatch Health bring the power of the hospital to you.
I call Dispatch Health. A care team of medical professionals actually come to your house.
They're the same caliber of people that you would see if you were at a hospital or an urgent care.
Dispatch Health can treat most non-life-threatening emergencies.
They can do the x-rays, they can do stitches,
urinary tract infections, blood tests, urinalysis, ultrasound.
It's almost everything that they can do at the ER.
You never feel rushed. They're there for you and only you.
I felt like their only patient.
And it costs no more than a trip to urgent care because Dispatch Health is covered by most insurance, including Medicare. See if we serve your home at dispatchhealth.com.
Dispatch Health really went above and beyond.
It's wonderful to have care come to your home.
House calls are back, and they're better than ever. Learn more at dispatchhealth.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
No, I think it's about time we started putting some judges in jail. Some left-wing DAs, I think they need to go to jail. I think this prosecutorial discretion soft on criminal BS has got to stop. Don't know if you all heard over the weekend, a shooting in Dallas at United Methodist. And, well, frankly, the guy who did the shooting, tattooed from head to toe, was on parole for aggravated robbery. And this guy was wearing an ankle monitor because some dummy in the justice system said, well, that's going to do the trick. Yeah, let's just monitor where he goes, and that's going to stop him from all of his violent tendencies. And some dumbass judge agreed, and some dumbass DA said, okay, no problem. And all now we have two nurses who are dead. So this is on top of what happened in the city of Las Vegas, with the People's Republic of California keeping secret the criminal rap sheet of an illegal alien because the People's Republic of California didn't want the little darling deported. So they hid all of his violent crimes so that nobody else in the United States would know. And guess what? He stabs and kills two people and injures six others. A couple of people on murder down in Houston released with an ankle monitor. They get out and guess what? They kill again, and this time it's a constable. Not that a constable dying is any more tragic than just a rank-and-file American citizen, but, you know, frankly, folks, it doesn't take rocket scientists to figure out you don't release violent criminals out on the streets. But when you don't care, when your number one care and concern is for the little violent thugs, like the Democrats, like the socialists, that's exactly what you do. And these DAs and these judges, they submit their requests and they bang their gavels, secure in the knowledge that the little thugs that they're releasing will never harm them or their family. It's going to be you and me having to deal with these savages. And you know what, folks? You've got two families tonight wondering, wait a minute, we had an aggravated robbery suspect out with an ankle monitor. If that was going to stop, as if that was going to stop anybody. And they're without their loved ones tonight. And you're asking yourself, you know what? Whose butt needs to go up the river for this? Well, aside from the guy who pulled the trigger, the people who allowed him to be out on the streets, dollars to donuts, folks, it was a Democrat. Dollars to donuts, it was a left-winger who said, oh, the poor widow bitty criminal. I'm sick and tired of this stuff. I'm sure this is going to come up, my friends. With our discussion, Sean Chastain, the show behind the show, that comes your way next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Folks, it is that time. The show behind the show, our buddy Sean Chastain joining us now. Hey, man.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I am doing just dandy. What do you have on your brain first off this week?
Well, I am chipper today because had the grandkids here this past week. So I took 3 days off from work and just spent time with them. I'm sore as all get out because there's way too much walking and way too much climbing on Mount Poppy there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And
is that what your grandkids call you, Poppy?
Poppy, yeah.
Yeah, that's what my my kids call my father-in-law.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so it's 2 6-year-old twins and a 2-year-old who is just rock solid. He's just really muscular and kinetic, you know.
Little tank. So,
yeah, he really is. And had a good time. Did some putt-putt and some just general playing around. We went to the zoo. We went to the Science and History Museum. And just had a good time. Just kind of chilled out on Friday. And then we were to go to the rodeo in Fort Worth. Got down there and it was sold out. I couldn't believe it. I've been to that rodeo probably half a dozen times and it's never crowded. So I was really disappointed to get down to the stockyards on the north side of Fort Worth and not get into the rodeo. But we ended up playing some putt-putt golf and it was a pretty good deal.
That is your question about what you observed, because playing putt-putt, going out and, you know, having a good time is a hell of a lot more expensive than it used to be. Did you notice it? Like, oh my gosh, the last time I went here. I mean, is it that market for you?
I knew that it was going to be spending a little money. It wasn't that big a deal. It was $21 for the three of us to play putt-putt. So not too bad. And it was a good, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours worth of entertainment. It was fine. Had an experience yesterday that was kind of weird. We were meeting some family members down in Grapevine, Texas, and had a little time to kill before they were able to make it. So we decided to go to Legoland, and I had gotten there a little earlier than my daughter and the babies. And so I'm sitting there waiting outside of Legoland, and a woman pushing a stroller and has probably a 5 or 6-year-old daughter with her says, "Excuse me, do you have a credit card?"
What?
Like, yeah. She goes, "If I paid you cash, if I gave you cash, could you put the tickets to the Legoland on your card?" I'm trying to figure out what kind of scam is this. This is really weird. But it wasn't a scam. It was just some poor, you know, she's probably mid-20s and had these two little kids. And she said, "I drove an hour and a half here and they don't take cash." I mean, that's a really weird thing in the first place.
Whoa.
A society that doesn't take cash
anymore. Hold on. Legoland doesn't take cash?
No.
What the heck? Dude, that's scary. Well, there's all kinds of reason why that's scary. But
the place we went to dinner before in Grapevine, afterward, we met the family members and in Grapevine, no cash there either at the restaurant.
What?
And so this poor woman, she said, "I drove an hour and a half, and they don't take cash." And I'm like, my brain's just scrambling, trying to figure out if there's some way this is some kind of scam or ripoff, but I couldn't figure it out. She handed me $80. I put my card in the machine, charged it off, and it was fine, you know?
Well, do you know why this is scary? Do you know why it's scary? Because the minute we can't do cash purchases anymore, they can track everything
we
do.
Every single thing.
That scares the crap out of me. I don't know about you, but I you know what? And this is already happening inside of gun purchases and ammunition purchases.
Right.
You've got the banks basically doing the dirty work of the government and tracking when you purchase firearms or ammunition. This no more cash. I'm sorry. That is just so wrong.
Yeah, it's pretty frightening. So anyway, she got in. The poor little girl was just, you could tell she was relieved because I knew she was going to be really disappointed that she couldn't go and give me a little hug. And, you know, I just felt horrible for the woman. But so that brought up the other question is, how do you get along in society without at least a debit card?
She shouldn't have to. You know, some people.
Well, no, she shouldn't have to. But I'm talking. I mean, a debit card isn't a credit card. I can understand if you don't want to get into credit debt. But if you know, a debit card from a bank is just like cash. That way, you don't have to take two little kids into the gas station to pay every time you got to fill up your car.
Yeah, and you know, I remember the old days when I would go to the bank. I would have to get out some cash when I wanted to have some money to go to a theme park or what have you and have some money to spend. But now that experience you just had just sent up a whole bunch of red flags for me, man. I'm sorry that we're getting there. And the fact that we are there is really, is frightening. It is just really frightening. Yeah. Let me just ask you, because I was going to go someplace with the whole, asking about, I have a, you know, we all have our restaurants we go to, our haunts. Whenever you get a craving, I had a craving on Friday and I went out and I wanted to go. There's a little Greek restaurant, really, really small, a hole in the wall, not a part of a chain. And I go there. And so I hadn't been in about probably 2 months. So I go in, and it's just me, because everybody else was eating pizza, and I said I didn't want a carb load this weekend. So I went out, and I was going to get a Greek salad and, you know, a feta cheese plate. So I ordered that and an iced tea, and it's like $39.
Holy cow.
From just me, dude, for just me.
Yeah.
Plus tip. And then I had to add the tip onto that. So I walked out of that restaurant going, good gravy, this inflation thing is really kicking everybody in the private parts.
Oh yeah.
It sucks.
I mean, it all starts with energy.
Yeah.
Because when fuel is more expensive, truck drivers have to charge more to deliver, and whatever they're delivering, that company has to charge more because they're having to pay more. I mean, it all starts with the Biden energy policy, his first day.
Yeah.
So,
I know, right?
There you go. That and then handing out a ton of money to everyone didn't help.
Now, I know you're not big on the whole media stuff, but you probably saw that New York Times Siena poll that 59% of Americans believe the biased press and the media are enemies to democracy, are the number one threat to democracy. So in this vein of this discussion you are having on inflation, you got this guy Velci or whatever the hell his name is over on MSNBC. He gets on the air on Friday or Saturday. I can't remember which it was. He gets on the air and says, I can find no evidence that government policy has anything to do with inflation. And this is the same dumbass who sat in front of a burning building and said, well, these protests are mostly peaceful. It's the same guy, right?
Right.
So they're not giving us, they're not doing us any favors by trying to cover up the real reasons why we're experiencing all of this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the idea that government spending is contributing in no way to inflation is insanity. Nobody who's been paying attention believes that. And the idea that these cats go out there and they're in the midst of our suffering, in the midst of me paying, you know, 40 some odd dollars just to eat, you know, one modest meal out, you having to fork over a whole bunch of coin to, you know, just to have some fun with the grandkids. This is where the rubber meets the road, man. And this is, this is where people are really, I saw something. I was at a winery this weekend and there's a decal in the back of a Jeep. It says, "We the people." And then at the bottom it says, "Are pissed." And I'm like, yes, we are.
Yeah, we are. And so those kinds of things. Now, I will tell you that the zoo, the science museum, and Legoland were all pretty well jam-packed. So, you know, I guess people are making the decisions they have to make to be able to afford those kinds of things. But
getting it done now before it gets way out of control.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some of that psychology in that. I mean, that was kind of why I took the family out to a winery this weekend. You know, I don't know when the next time I'm going to be able to do it will be.
Yep. So anyway, that was kind of the week, man, just playing with the babies and hanging out, which was really good for the soul.
I am glad to hear it. I wanted to, since you're a military guy, do you have friends that you were in the military? Do you have any friends that stayed in?
Yeah. I mean, I have three or four active military
Okay, perfect.
Family members, yeah.
Because the Pentagon comes out last week and says, hey, we're going to provide funds to help service members and their dependents with transportation and expenses to go seek abortions. That's what the Pentagon is going to do. And couple that with all the wokeness and stuff, I've just been, after I saw this story, I go, I got to pick Sean's brain to hear what his pals who are still in are telling him about just how bad it's getting in the service.
It depends on which of my family members you ask. Some are super woke, so they're all about the inclusion and the, all that stuff. Others are, you know, just trying to make it. It's a job, and they're doing it and are in it for the long haul, but it's getting tougher and tougher, and they're more frustrated as funds start to dry up because this administration doesn't appreciate the military like they used to. I mean, in fact, just a few weeks ago, they came out with that if you're struggling, here's how to supplement your income with SNAP. I mean, that's just insane to me that we're putting our military on food stamps to help them out.
It's craziness. That is absolute.
It's just craziness. And so, you know, I mean, no wonder their numbers are so far down when you have all these stories of all the wokeness and all the inclusion and all that stuff. And then you find out, well, you have to make it, you got to be on food stamps. Why would you join the military?
I'm glad you said that, because this emphasis of inclusion over everything else, over lethality, over unit cohesion, it's like, and the Army Secretary came out the other day and said this, that we are prizing inclusivity because that's what makes us a better military. No, breaking things and killing the enemy, that's what makes you the best military. Yeah. And she's saying we have to create the military to accommodate all of these Americans who want to join our military. So let's just say, now, this is not me saying it. This is me echoing you saying you're a fat guy. Okay. So the military, instead of having standards of who could come in, they're going to change the standards, lower the standards to allow you to go in, Sean, as a fat guy.
Right.
And that's not at all what you're supposed to do.
No. Well, I'd go to boot camp. If I didn't have to stay in, I'd go to boot camp right now for 8 weeks.
Would you? Well, just for the free exercise and.
Yeah. I came out of there looking good, man.
But no, see, in today's woke military, dude, they would just say, "Hey, Sean, we don't want you to make you feel bad about, you know, we don't want to fat shame you. So guess what? You know what? So you can't run a quarter mile without getting gassed. That's cool. That the new army wants you." And then, of course, China.
I don't know if it's quite that bad yet, but
it's getting there.
it's getting there. And I mean, their numbers are way down, and the military is often, I think for those who are in it for the long haul, is a calling.
Yeah.
Something that they feel patriotic enough about to do and have to, you know, suffer through the strains of the military and just stick it out. And so that takes a special kind of person. Others just look at it as, I got nothing else to do, and here's something free. Yeah. You know, I'll stick it out for 4 years. And
really, the reason I care is because we need our military to be number one, lethal, ready to go and defend and keep enforce the Constitution. And you've got a bunch of jackwagons in there now, who basically say, well, the preparedness is the last thing on our mind. Inclusivity is number one. And our enemies, China and Russia, are laughing their asses off right now at that.
Yeah, I got to believe that when they see those stories that they must kind of shake their heads just like the rest of us do. So I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you. You've just hung out with the grandkids, and so I'm sure all kinds of things go along with that. You kind of look at the society. Trafalgar, which is one of the most accurate polling services in the country, next to Rasmussen, I think they're the top two. They came out with this survey of Americans saying, hey, look, do you think that we ought to empower kids if Johnny thinks that he's a girl or Mary thinks she's a boy, that we ought to allow them to make the call, you know, at age five, you know, three, four, or five, to make the call whether or not they should get gender transition surgery. And an overwhelming number of Americans say no. 78.7, nearly 80% of Americans say that's probably too heady of a choice for a child to be making about such a fundamental decision that could screw up the rest of their lives. Because this choice isn't like, hey, what am I having for breakfast? This can have profound consequences throughout their entire life.
I saw a story about a psychologist, a pretty renowned name in the business. I don't know his name. I'm sorry. I don't have the story in front of me. But just saying, psychology is now rubber stamping these people where there's some possible mental health issues going on and that need to be addressed. And, you know, if it was any other issue, it would be addressed. It wouldn't be rubber stamped like, oh, okay, that's okay. You know, I do think that there are probably people who are truly wired different and maybe not a mental health thing, but they're just like, dang it, I'm a girl. And I have the body of a boy, and I don't want to be this way.
That is true.
Just mentally tortured the whole time. And for those people like that, I truly feel sorry for them.
Well, wait a minute. You and I interviewed a fan. I was one of the few conservative talk show hosts. This is 3 or 4 years ago. And you and I were working. We had the family of one of these children that you just described. And we interviewed them and they gave us their story about everything that they had gone through. But that is such a rarity. What's going on today is planted in their heads by a bunch of woke morons, frankly.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, you ask a little kid, do you want to be a fire truck? Yeah. I want to be a fire truck. I mean, so
yeah.
You know,
gender dysphoria. It's called,
I want to wear a dress and be a fire truck. Okay.
Gender dysphoria is real, but it's exceedingly, exceedingly rare. And to your point, Bill Maher said, you know, I want to thank my parents for not poking my eye out and sawing off my leg when I went through my pirate phase.
Right.
So, yeah. And that's a way to basically absurdly demonstrate the absurdity of what these people are saying. And I think the Trafalgar Group got a good pulse of the American people about where 80% of us say, no way do we give kids that type of decision-making. Because, frankly, they're kids, and they don't know their rear ends from a hole in the ground. That's why God gave them parents, right?
And for those who are in their teens, man, I'm sorry. I just can't go along with mutilating a teenager. Once they turn 18, if that's what they want to do to themselves,
go for it.
But I just, I mean, you can't. It's real tough to get a tattoo for a kid.
You know? You can't give him an aspirin. You can't give him an aspirin in school, but all these school administrators are saying, oh yeah, we got to hide their pronouns from mommy and daddy, got to hide their name changes. And sooner or later it's coming, because they tried it with abortion. Sooner or later they're going to say, oh, well, little Johnny wants to go get a sex change. We're going to keep it from mommy and daddy. It's coming. So no,
I don't know, man. I also think that, so much of this is just so completely overblown, because that's all, you know, it's the loudest wheel that gets the grease, and you know, and so it doesn't shock me that a poll is 80%, because I don't know how, if you walk down the average block, how many people would know a family that is going through that. Not too many, or
how many people do you know that would say, "Well, yeah, of course, a 5-year-old can make that determination about."
Yeah, there's not too many
changing, I mean, if their life.
If it's 20%, that's very bizarre to me. I would think it'd be a lot lower than
right there with you. What else happened with your week that maybe made you stand up and go, maybe we should talk about this.
Not much, man. It was just cool. It was just fun hanging with them. That's, you know, they're just.
You had a short week.
Yeah, I did at work, so that was nice. And
which was nice. Well, yeah.
I'm still freaked out about that story though. Yesterday from the Legoland, the lady without a card. I just don't know what is her position in life. What is her? What is she going through that she doesn't have either a bank account or, you know, not access to her card? If she, maybe the family has one, maybe it's a, you know, husband, wife, and he's controlling everything. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe she left it on the. Maybe she got the cash out, put it in her wallet, and left the card on the kitchen table. I mean, it
didn't
happens.
Seem like that. It yeah. didn't seem. She just said, "I don't have a card."
Well, some people know they can't trust themselves with that type of power, right? You don't have that So if I have that in my hand, I'm going to spend it. You know what? Yeah. A mutual acquaintance of ours, a good friend of mine, Chris Kroc, did this with his own personal finances, and they would put actual cash into envelopes and dedicate that. And that's all they would spend. This is for entertainment. This is for the housing. And that's how you discipline yourself to not, and you don't spend any more, you know?
Right.
And that's how you pay things off quickly and you get out of debt quickly. And some people just know, they know their limits and they got to do that.
Maybe. I just still, I don't see how you can function without a bank, without a card of some sort.
Well, you probably tuned out of the news that came down out of Dallas, Methodist Dallas this weekend. Did you catch any news?
I did see that.
Folks, what happened here was this is becoming very common, and that's scaring me, that this was a shooting at a hospital. In certain areas that are heavily gang prone, this is happening with greater regularity. So two Methodist nurses lost their lives from a shooting at the hospital on Saturday. This is Methodist Dallas. Now, that's tragic, and we probably should have our minds and thoughts and prayers on those families. But when you realize that the individual who shot them was a man, a 30-year-old guy by the name of Nestor Hernandez, who had an ankle monitor on him, who had been released because he was violent already, but they let him out with an ankle monitor, and he went out and killed two nurses. And Sean, maybe you can tell me the logic of putting an ankle monitor on somebody and thinking that's going to save anybody's life from an already proven violent predator.
Yeah, it was a assault that he was originally in for. And so
aggravated robbery.
Aggravated robbery. Yeah. So I guess he had a gun with him and robbed somebody. I don't know. I didn't read the story about what he did to deserve the ankle monitor, but No, man. I mean, we've said it how many times? Your school board and your DA are the most, the two most important elections you can pay attention to.
Right.
Because it's those DAs that are going soft on crime, and, you know, because they're, the jail systems are at their max, and we don't want to spend more money on that. And now sheriff's departments are low because they just don't have enough cash or money, and because of defund the police activities, that kind of thing. And so, you know, these DAs are probably feeling pressure from others, and then their political agendas say, well, you know, this guy deserves a second chance. But it's happening more and more and more, where you, these guys get the second, third, 40th chance and are going out and committing crimes again. And I don't know what to do. I don't know how you could sleep with yourself at night knowing you're a DA who let that guy out.
Or a judge.
Or a judge.
Yeah, exactly. So the only thing I can figure, Sean, is the judge sits up there and says, well, you know, I want to be lenient with this guy who committed aggravated robbery, and we're gonna let him out. And if he kills, if he hurts somebody else, it's not going to be me or my family. So I'm cool. The gavel, it's going to be somebody else's family who has to go and cry now over the loss of their loved ones. And I just, these sick and twisted Soros-funded DAs and these leftist judges who are doing this, I have no sympathy for them. And you know what? Sooner or later, I think our system has to say, you know what? If you're one of these jack wagons who says, hey, you know what? I'm going to let out somebody who I know is violent, who I know is likely going to reoffend, and I'm going to let them out anyway because I don't give a crap. I think our society has to get to a point to say, guess what? You just bought responsibility for that person. You just...
Well, I mean, it's going to be like any other of these politicians. You know, you're never going to see one of them in an orange jumpsuit. So as frustrating as that is, because you're absolutely right, they deserve to be held responsible. But, you know, we don't have the laws in place for that. There's, you know, state legislatures haven't put those laws that say, hey, if a guy gets out and kills somebody, that's on you, judge. And that's never going to happen.
Why not? You're not,
well, I don't know. I think there's a lot of trickiness in there I just don't know if you could write a law that would.
There's common sense, though. It's like
of course,
in Houston, you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. In Houston, there were two guys who were accused of killing somebody. And, oh, well, you're accused of killing somebody? Well, let's slap an ankle monitor on you and let you out. And they went out and killed a constable. And they killed again. This idea that, oh, well, you know what? Let's let murderers, accused murderers out with an ankle monitor, as if that ankle monitor is going to stop them from killing again. That's insanity.
I'm with you. And I mean, I've been completely misled about what an ankle monitor does. I always assumed that, like on TV, if you leave the perimeter of your house, you know, like one of those invisible dog fences, that it goes off and there's a big computer screen that alerts somebody. And nope. I guess not. I guess your ankle monitor, you can go anywhere you want and do whatever you want because nobody's watching. Apparently, I have no idea how they work and I don't know what they're set up to do, but you know, I literally did think it was like the invisible dog fence, except it didn't zap you.
Right. Well, again, Judge, tell me, as you let the aggravated robbery suspect back out onto the streets with an ankle monitor, what's the ankle monitor going to do to prevent him or her from hurting somebody else in society? Tell me, Judge, what's to stop them? Oh, their own good character? Oh, well, one might think they may not have any good character because they're already on charges of aggravated robbery. So maybe their character isn't that sterling. And where are you finding all of this trust and admiration for violent thugs that you would say, well, I can trust you. Let me put an ankle monitor in here. I can trust you out there in society. Mm-hmm. It's not like they were in for jaywalking, dude. To me, this infuriates me to no end. And now we've got two innocent nurses dead because of it.
Yeah.
And where do their
happened last month in Las Vegas? Illegal alien with rap sheet as long as your arm and many deportations, stabs 8 people, kills 2 on the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah, and California knew everything about him, and California said, well, we know he's violent, but we don't want this violent, loving, illegal alien to be deported, so we're just not going to share it with the rest of the country. And the People's Republic of California cost 2 people in Nevada their lives.
Right. So, I don't know, man. I mean, like I said, there's nobody is going to be in an orange jumpsuit that deserves it.
You know what?
It's just not the law.
How's about a zero?
And I hate it.
How's about a zero tolerance policy? I got a zero tolerance policy for these a-holes who would knowingly put, because you would have to be a complete idiot to say, I had no idea the aggravated robbery guy was going to get violent anymore. I had no idea. You had to be a complete moron.
Well, I mean, you know, I said it'll never happen. Maybe it will, because even though I don't really agree with it, we do have laws on the books saying that a bartender can be held responsible if somebody hits and kills somebody.
There you go.
And so call your state rep right now. I mean, I know you have his number in your cell phone, and just say, hey, coming up in the next session, here's a bill that I want.
Damn straight. You know what? I might just do that. And you know what? I think that the families of those nurses ought to sue the hell out of the district attorney, ought to sue the hell out of this judge that allowed this. And the same thing goes for everybody around the country. Just sue them.
I'm with you, yeah.
Well, we're going to get that thrown out. But you know what? The lawsuit itself will elevate it. And I bet you there are conservative attorneys out there who would say, you know what? You know, this is time. Because I am sick and tired of these left-wing sickos putting all of our lives at risk because they have faith in the criminal element. So screw you. I'm just...
And that criminal element, the number of crimes and the number of people that commit those crimes, the ratios are so out of whack. I mean, it's basically the same people committing the same crimes over and over and over.
Yeah.
It's not... You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say there? That
no, I hear what you're saying.
The recidivism rate is so high with these guys that it's just the same people doing the same thing that they always do. And what's infuriating is that the system knows who they are.
Just thinking out loud here. Maybe they own stock in the ankle monitor companies.
Yeah,
these judges, huh? I'm just thinking out loud, right?
I don't know, man, but yeah, call your rep today and say, hey, here's a bill that I want. I want the bartender drunk driving bill for judges.
Damn straight. And out of control DAs that don't want to enforce the law.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, the show behind the show is wrapped up today. I'm glad you had some good times with the grandkids, buddy. That is everything that there is. That is all that is out there is time with
it
the family.
Is
I'm
the
so
fam.
Glad. So glad, buddy. Thanks.
All right, man.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Do me a favor, friends. Visit 2 websites, will you please? First one is TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. It's all the news that impacts Texas. And if it impacts Texas, it's going to impact these United States. Also want you to pay a visit to ChrisSalcedo.com, ChrisSalcedo.com. Once you're there, you can drop me an email, drop me a voicemail, learn how to book me for a speech, track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas in the morning, and in the afternoon on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Till we visit again, remember this, a society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.
Tired of long waits and rushed care at the ER and urgent care clinic? Next time, stay home and let Dispatch Health bring the power of the hospital to you.
I call Dispatch Health. A care team of medical professionals actually come to your house.
They're the same caliber of people that you would see if you were at a hospital or an urgent care.
Dispatch Health can treat most non-life-threatening emergencies.
They can do the x-rays, they can do stitches,
urinary tract infections, blood test, urinalysis, ultrasound.
It's almost everything that they can do at the ER.
You never feel rushed. They're there for you and only you.
I felt like their only patient.
And it costs no more than a trip to urgent care because Dispatch Health is covered by most insurance, including Medicare. See if we serve your home. at dispatchhealth.com.
Dispatch Health really went above and beyond.
It's wonderful to have care come to your home.
House calls are back, and they're better than ever. Learn more at dispatchhealth.com.
At Frontier, we know you've had enough of cable internet. If you're tired of steep price hikes, upload speeds slower than download speeds, and worrying about Wi-Fi, then uncable yourself and switch to Frontier Fiber. With unrandom pricing, equal uploads and downloads, and our whole home Wi-Fi guarantee. Introducing internet that works the way it should. Frontier Gig Fiber. Just $59.99 a month with autopay and our 3-year price guarantee. Plus, you can get a $200 Visa reward card on us. See Frontier.com/fast2 for complete offer, terms, eligibility, and performance details. Subject to availability.